Teen Talkly podcast. Yeah, welcome back. I'm your host, Grace Santa Steven, and I haven't recorded an episode in over a month. And in my last podcast, I said I was going to figure out a schedule, and then I decided to let go of it and live my life. I love this podcast. It's a really fun thing for me to do. But you know, like, why stress it? I'm just gonna let it be what it is. So, look forward to spontaneous episodes. There is no schedule. You just throw episodes out whenever we feel like it. The other reason I've been hesitant to record an episode is because I keep talking to different people who want to be on the podcast, and then we never really get around to recording. I want to, like, fix that, change that, but, you know, everybody lives their own busy lives, and that's alright. So yeah. Welcome to the Teen Talkly podcast. This is a podcast where teens discuss things they're passionate about, sometimes just me. And today's episode, I'm not sure how long it's gonna be. It's just something that's kind of been on my mind. And I don't know, I think it's an interesting thing, and a lot of people don't talk about it. They just kind of show it. Anyways, okay, probably confused now. But I want to talk about makeup. And boys listening, you might have heard that and been like, well, not the episode for me, bye. And like, that's fine, if you don't want to, go for it. But my thing is that I think it's important for everyone to listen and understand makeup. I think it's such an interesting thing, the way society treats makeup and the way we look, and I want to address it, talk about it, kind of think about it. So ladies listening, maybe you love your makeup, maybe you think it's a pain, maybe it's a form of self-expression for you, whatever it is, cool, I'm here for it. The way I view it is that it is just a form of self-expression. A lot of the time I think of my makeup as an extension of my outfit. It's just an accessory, like earrings or a necklace or a bracelet, and that's kind of how I view it. But in society, we treat it as like this womanly thing, like womanhood, you're wearing makeup, or we treat it as like you have to wear it with makeup or you're not beautiful. I go through waves where I'm like, I love makeup, I think it's really fun, I experiment with it, and then I'm like, I don't like it at all, I'm not gonna wear it at all. And I think that both of those are okay. And then the guys out there that wear makeup, I think it's a great look. Honestly, get it. Like, if makeup is an extension of who you are, sweet, wear it, do your thing. If makeup makes you feel more confident in your skin, sweet, wear it, do that. But I think it's important to understand that you're beautiful without it as well. And if you only feel confident with makeup, I think stepping out of your comfort zone, choosing to not wear makeup, be makeup free in a public setting, I think that that's important, because makeup can make us feel really, really pretty. And a lot of the time when I'll wake up, I'll look at myself in the mirror and I'll be like, my skin's pretty clear today. I don't have perfect skin by any means. I get flare-ups and horrible breakouts all the time. But I mean, sometimes I'll wake up and be like, my skin looks nice today. My eyelashes are fine. Like, I really like the way I look without makeup. And then I put on an outfit and I'm like, I feel like I could do something more with this if I did like a fun makeup look. So then I put on makeup, but then I go back and I'm like, oh, I preferred how I looked without makeup. And that happens. So I take it off or I leave it on, I decide which one, blah, blah, blah. But there is benefit to choosing to not wear makeup. But then again, I don't want it to be that like taboo thing, like, oh, if you're not confident without makeup, then you're not confident. No, that's not the truth. If you feel your best wearing makeup and you just don't even know that you would feel comfortable without it, or you don't want to go out of your comfort zone that much quite yet, in your own time, you know, do your own thing. But I don't, it's just the way that society views makeup. Boys, this one's for you. I think boys are often like, oh, makeup is a lie. Like, a girl wakes up, they don't have makeup on, they look completely different from when they put on makeup and they go to school, right? Or work, or just out in general. But, like, where, yes, that's isn't that the point? Like, is that the point to make us look prettier? Like, isn't that what makeup is? Like, make us feel more confident. And I don't know, in my eyes, if you are confident without makeup, confidence is this is gonna sound stupid cheesy. Confidence is shining brighter and more beautiful than, you know, than the opposite of, like, let's say you go out without makeup or just a little bit of makeup and you don't feel super confident that way, then put on makeup, because your confidence is gonna, if your confidence skyrockets, so is, like, your beauty and, just, like, how you're feeling. And I think that that's important. So, but back to the whole makeup is a lie thing, guys tend to have, it's so funny to me, guys have this mindset where they say, makeup is a lie, I prefer a girl who can look beautiful without makeup. Okay, but a lot of the time when a guy first meets a girl, she's probably wearing at least some makeup, and that's generally speaking. If you don't wear makeup ever, cool, but, like, generally speaking, guy meets a girl, he probably has a little bit of makeup on, and they see that version of her, and then they probably see a no makeup version of her, and then later on maybe they see a, like, full face of makeup version of her that, like, is, I don't know, the stuff like prom and fancy little events. But depending on how long you stick with that person, you'll probably see them with all phases of makeup. And, like, your boys tend to give more attention to girls when they do have more makeup on, despite the fact that they say they like you with less, if that makes sense, right? A girl posts a picture without makeup, she's probably gonna get hyped up by her girlfriends, they're probably gonna be like, yes, queen, get it? But if she posts a picture with a bunch of makeup on, it's probably gonna be, like, a guy who says something, right? And same with outfits. If a girl posts a picture in a casual outfit, it's gonna be her friends hyping her up, and the guys might look at it and be like, oh, okay, cool, you know? But I think that guys, they say a certain thing, but really they mean another thing. But that's, again, that's very much generalizing, very much generally speaking. I don't know. However you view it is how you view it, but I don't like the stigma that where guys are like, yes, I like girls with no makeup, but then they give a lot more attention to the girls who wear more makeup. That makes sense? I don't know. I remember I didn't wear makeup until, like, 7th or 8th grade, which seems pretty young now that I'm thinking about it, but at that point, like, a lot of my friends started wearing makeup in 4th grade to school, so me waiting that long was kind of a big deal, and the reason I waited so long was because in my mind I was thinking, I don't want to wear makeup and then look in the mirror and see myself without makeup and think I look ugly, right? But I remember I was on a ski trip with my family, and I was in 7th grade, probably around the middle of 7th grade, and middle school was pretty tough for me. I was one of the cool kids in the beginning, and then, like, towards the middle that faded out, and then at the end I really was, like, I struggled a lot with who I was. But anyways, so around 7th grade I was like, maybe people would like me more if I wore mascara. So I asked my mom, and I said, hey, can we go get some mascara? And she was like, yeah, sure, I don't see an issue in that, but we never did it. We never went and got any, which was fine, whatever. So I asked my dad, and he was like, well, maybe that's a thing you should do with your mom. What? Right? I think we should be able to do what, like, parents especially, if your kid's growing up, whatever milestone it might be, they should be able to do it all together, right? Sorry, I just got distracted because my dog was in the yard. Okay. But anyways, there's a weird stigma behind makeup, and I remember my first, like, even thought about wearing makeup was because I thought people would like me more if I wore it, which is baloney, right? I think makeup is is a self thing. If you like the way your makeup looks, but everybody else around you doesn't, who cares? Like, who cares? If you feel good, you feel your best, then that's beautiful, that's amazing, that's wonderful, keep it up, keep doing your thing. I definitely, let's say throughout high school, especially 6th grade, I wore a little bit of makeup, maybe some mascara here and there. 7th grade, I still think at that point I really only wore mascara, and then around Christmas time, my stepmom bought me, like, some fun lipsticks and some eyeshadows. I was like, maybe I like this. So I was experimenting a little bit. Looking back now, I don't like the way my makeup looked then, but hey, we all do our own thing, right? Have I been saying 6th and 7th grade this whole time? Freshman, sophomore year. I don't know what I was saying. I know I was. Junior year. My makeup, like, collection expanded a lot the summer between my sophomore and junior year, which is cool. I think I was just kind of, like, getting more into it, seeing more makeup, and I think quarantine affected it a little bit, you know, I wanted something to do, and I got more into art, and I was like, oh, my face is a canvas, so it expanded quite a lot, people were gifting me makeup, and I just started experimenting more, so then when junior year started, I was wearing more makeup than I probably ever had before. Well, no, that's not true, I wore quite a bit of makeup this summer between sophomore and junior year, but it was more, like, it was heavy, but it was natural, if that makes any sense. Like, it was a lot of products, but it just looked more natural. I think the girlies know what I mean. And then when junior year started, I began using makeup less as, like, covering up my acne spots and, you know, covering up eye bags or whatever I wanted to cover, because I woke up early to go on a run that day, and I looked like a zombie. Also, eye bags don't make you look like a zombie. Just saying. But I think viewing makeup that way is really self-deprecating, because then you are covering up your acne to hide it, but a lot of the time your makeup doesn't, or your skin doesn't appreciate a lot of makeup, so you're laying it on there, you know, layering it on, and at one point, or at some point, you just can't cover it up anymore. And I think, like, you gotta get to that point before you stop, maybe. But viewing makeup as just a way to cover up your spots and your flaws is very, I think it's self-deprecating, it's harmful to yourself. But once you start viewing makeup as more of a, you know, a self-expression thing, an extension of who you are, that's when it becomes a beautiful, useful tool in your life. But again, that's generally speaking. I don't want any ladies out there thinking that they have to cover up their spots and, you know, their lines or whatever. I think that natural beauty is in its most purest form, and it's beautiful and it's lovely, and I think that we should accept it and love it and embrace it. But society tells us otherwise. Beauty standards are all over, and we, you know, we're told otherwise. But I don't think anyone should feel that way. I think that as a whole, we should start viewing makeup as self-expression and extension of who we are. Where was I? Junior year. Definitely wore makeup more as an extension of my outfits, who I was. I started wearing a lot less face makeup, maybe wearing, like, blush. I got a contour palette. I like it. It's cool. We dig her. I use her, like, once or twice a week, though. But then, like, my eye makeup and my lip stuff was where I really came out. Like, I would match it, like, wear a fun eyeshadow that matched my outfit. I was, you know, experimenting a little bit more with my eye makeup, because I think that's the funnest part, in my opinion. Whatever you dig is cool, but I like eye makeup because that's where you can really express yourself, have an extension. And I guess you can do that with face makeup too. It's just a little harder, and I am not good at makeup. It took me a long time to nail the winged eyeliner. Oh my goodness. I went in to, like, take a PSAT, because we had to take our PSAT 10 junior year because COVID and blah blah blah, but I wore winged eyeliner. I look back at pictures of that and I'm like, what was I doing? Why is it like that? But now I can do winged eyeliner pretty fast. I don't know if it's still good. I definitely could use some tips and some tricks because I'm no makeup pro, but you get the idea, right? I was experimenting more, and I was allowing it to be more of an extension of self-expression and art, which is cool, right? So, really, when it comes down to it, I think makeup is a beneficial tool in boosting your confidence, expressing yourself, being an artist. That's the thing. Ladies that sit down and do their makeup for half an hour, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever, you're an artist. Your face is a canvas. Do your thing, you know, put it up there. It's beautiful. right now, I'm definitely more in a phase of, like, dialing back the makeup. Today, I just popped on a little mascara, and I'm digging it, but, sometimes I like to do a little bit more face makeup and then don't do anything to my eyes. I think that that gives, like, a really pure, natural look. Anyways, you didn't come here to listen to my beauty tips, because, again, I'm not very good at makeup, but I think it's okay to go through phases of, I like makeup, ooh, maybe I don't so much, you know, but I, just all together, I think having the mindset that, oh, I can't go out the house without makeup, very self-deprecating, but if it makes you feel better, no, I don't want to say that, I take it back, I take that back. Saying I can't go out of the house without makeup is something that I think everybody should work on, just loving their natural pure self, right? But it's gonna take baby steps, and it's gonna take a while, and if you feel a lot better going out with more makeup on, then that's great. But I think we need to forget about what society has told us and take little baby steps to getting to a point where we don't need it to leave the house. And then, like, ladies who just wear no makeup, get it, queens. Like, sometimes I wish I could be that way, but I really do appreciate, like, a solid, cool makeup look, right? And I also struggle to just simply express myself in the world with what I say and what I do, so having something that says, like, this is who I am when you first look at me, I think that that's beneficial for me. But if you're, like, going out with no makeup and you feel your best that way, oh, I respect it. I love it. I'm here for it. Yeah, makeup is such an interesting thing, I think. And the way society has taught us, the way it's been skewed, I don't know. It's so interesting to me. And the way boys treat makeup and the way females treat makeup, even. And just the things we're told when we start wearing makeup, like, oh, she's growing up, she's such a woman. What? Why is that what makes us a woman, right? That shouldn't be what makes us a woman. But I think that it takes personal little baby steps in every little person's life, and then society kind of having a mindset change towards makeup. And I can see it, right? I think we can see the change in the way that beauty standards are, but we still have a long way to go. That's okay, though. Anyways, quick, short, all-over-the-place episode. I've just been thinking about this because I realized I go through little phases of wearing much makeup and not wearing much, and I wanted to talk about it, what it means to me, again, all over the place. Podcast episodes, look for them whenever they're out. I always leave my Instagram in the description of the podcasts. You can DM me at that account if you want to be on the podcast, or if you're like, oh my goodness, when's a new podcast episode gonna be, DM that account, or look at my story, and if it says I just posted a new episode, I just posted a new episode, but again, I'm not gonna try to do the, what was it, like, every week schedule thing. I'm just gonna kind of do it when I want, because life's short, and I love this. I think it's really, really fun, and I want it to be a consistent project, and the feedback I've received on it has been really freaking cool. Thank you, everyone, who's given me feedback. Thank you. If you have ideas, please let me know. That's kind of how I'm going to handle it now. I was kind of promising, like, weekly episodes for a while, and I don't know. Right now, that doesn't seem like something that would be super sustainable for the way I'm living my life. But yes, look for podcast episodes. There will be new ones whenever I feel like posting a new one. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And I will, I won't hear anything. You'll hear my voice next time. Bye!